welcome to the Unisys Views from the Edge podcast series, discussing cutting-edge topics in the field of service management. For more information on IT service management from Unisys, please visit www.unisys.com/ITSM. You know, there's a lot of buzz in industry corridors about big data analytics and its applications. Big data analytics is essentially the process of examining large data sets containing a variety of data types to uncover hidden patterns, unknown correlations, market trends, customer preferences, and other useful business information. It enables organizations to analyze structured, semi-structured, and unstructured data in search of valuable business information and insights. As simple as this all might sound, getting to the point where you can make the most of the volumes of data churned out by your organization is definitely not easy. On this episode of Views from the Edge, Ron Fontasia, Chief Data Scientist from Unisys, will help us better understand what exactly big data analytics is and how it can benefit an IT department and, consequently, the larger organization. Rod, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Can you give us a quick overview of big data analytics and what it can do for a company?
Yeah, big data analytics is a new area that everybody is jumping into it. And the interesting thing is it can do very interesting things out there, I mean, with the amount of data that we are creating as a society. So over the past 20 years, on the commercial and the federal government, we've been spending quite a bit of money and effort in building our business intelligence, our data warehousing tools set to understand what happened within the data. But essentially, this is a rear view mirror kind of view because you're always looking backwards. You're always asking, what about my report of last week? How many items did I sell last month? How was the last quarter numbers and things like that? And more people are trying to see the future, trying to start be more predictive in nature. And in order to do that, then it's a different tool set, it's a different set of folks. And also the other problem that is happening is the complexity of the data is changing dramatically. So the data is now not only structured, but it's very unstructured when you start looking at videos, pictures, texts, tweets, and documents. You want to ingest all that data, and it's also coming to you very fast. So when you start trying to aggregate all that data and trying to get the business insights from those data sets, then you have to start looking into new technologies, things that are called like NoSQL databases, very large databases that allow you to ingest that data. So it's only when you combine all these three areas, kind of the predictive nature, plus the business intelligence, plus the new technology, is when you can get to that predictive data analytics environment.
And what are the challenges to creating this type of capability for a company?
Well, the interesting thing is that it's a very big area where you are seeing hundreds of vendors claiming that they can solve your analytics problems by asking you to just buy their tools. And unfortunately, it's not that easy. The technology is just one piece of it. And some of the challenges usually that we encounter when we talk to our CIOs, when we meet with our CIOs, is they don't have sufficient trained staff, I mean, that can analyze the data. There is too much data to process. There is the inability also to process the amount of data and the velocity of that data. So they want also real-time answers, right? They're no longer happy with you telling them, oh, gee, it's going to take a couple of days for my data warehouse to aggregate all the transactions and I'll give you a report in the next 3 days. So essentially, that today they want to open up their smartphones and be able to get the answer immediately there. The other challenge that they have is the current infrastructure that people have been building, their business intelligence environment. They cannot really ingest that amount of data and the type of data that is coming to them. And at the same time, they have budget limitations, and therefore they cannot necessarily start investing in re-architecting their current environment. So those are some of the challenges that we encounter as we talk to our CIO.
And what can big data analytics do for a CIO and his or her department?
Well, one of the things that, and I'll give you an example. I mean, that would be the best thing that can reflect, I mean, on some of the business inside and how can impact the business out there. We're working with a government agency where we're helping them identify loan delinquencies. So essentially, by them using their data warehouses and their SQL databases, they've been getting this report about their loan delinquency portfolio. I mean, they're looking at all these loans, and it's been very hard for them to try to identify exactly where to pinpoint and where to focus their attention. So what we did is we ingested quite a bit of their data, about 2 or 3 years worth of data, and we started creating a predictive model that allow us to identify within this loan portfolio which loans were the ones that were going to be delinquent and going from 30 days to 60-day delinquency, and those that were going to go from 60 to 90 or 90 to 180 or 180 to bankruptcy. And by doing so and giving them that information that in the next month, this is the way that these loans were going to behave, they were able to accommodate their resources more effectively. So essentially, instead of driving the resources towards the entire loan portfolio, they were able to say, listen, these 5 loans here are the most likely to go delinquent over the next 30 days. And you need to pay attention to them because the value, the dollar value of those loans exceed $2 million. And then here we have 3 loans that are going to go from 60-day delinquency to 90-day delinquency. And the value of those loans is about $1.5 million, and you go need to attack those ones. So by giving them these predictions and these predictive models, they are able now to essentially reduce significantly the delinquency rate that they're having, and then they are able to use that money that they are saving there and using it to support other areas of their business.
What does Unisys offer in this area?
Well, the interesting thing is that when we see the challenges that CIOs experience in bringing analytics and predictive analytics into their environment, is that building this new infrastructure takes time. And if any CIO tries to integrate the new predictive analytics with their current BI environment, it's going to take them easily between 12 to 18 months. So what Unisys provides is a ready-to-go analytics platform in the cloud as a service, where essentially a CIO can talk to us and say, listen, Ron, I mean, we're ready to work with you guys. I mean, here is 4 years, 5 years worth of data. We want you to ingest that data and start using your, you know, start working with your data scientists and with our subject matter experts to start creating these data products that start giving us our business insights. And the beauty about this is that we do have a cadre of data scientists ready to work with the CIOs. And also we have this analytic platform that has been integrated. We've been working on this thing for the past 3 years. It's been tested and proven. It's very secure on the web. We have 2 areas, one for our commercial clients and one for our government clients. In our government clients, this is a FISMA moderate and running in the cloud. And so it has passed all the necessary security controls, I mean, to support a multi-tenant environment that conforms to the security protocols that the government requests. And so that's the beauty about it, that not only we have the data scientists ready to work with the subject matter experts, but also we have this analytic platform ready to go to start ingesting the data and be able to provide these business insights to our clients.
And final question, how does one get started?
Well, the beauty about this is that we have a really great methodology and a great way to get people started. And usually we love to do what we call a proof of concept, just to get people and get their feet wet with analytics. And essentially, this usually takes between 3 to 4 weeks. We like to ingest a partial data sets from our clients, perhaps 2 or 3 different data sets. perhaps a couple of years worth of data. And then we like to work with the subject matter experts to try to identify those two or three business questions that they try to answer and come up with the right business insight that they can see the value of the analytics. And usually this is a very affordable one. It's usually within a range of $10,000. I mean, and we can provide that on day one. I mean, and be ready and give them the business insights in about 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, great information. Rod Fontecilla, Chief Data Scientist at Unisys, thanks so much for joining us on Views from the Edge.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Views from the Edge podcast. For more information about IT service management from Unisys, please visit unisys.com/ITSM.